debt. You got to go to bed thinking about it. You wake up thinking about it. Here's the truth. The system traps you in debt. High interest credit cards and loans make it nearly impossible to pay off your debt. And don't forget insane inflation. That keeps you stuck paycheck to paycheck. Done with debt is your lifeline. Done with debt has an ingenious new strategy to help you erase your debt faster and easier than you ever thought was possible. Done with debt analyzes all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce your bills. They know how to get interest rates cut. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get the debt out of your life permanently, without bankruptcy and without a loan. Done with debt are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt. But you need to hurry because some debt solutions are time sensitive. So here's how easy they make it. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Again, donewithdebt.com. You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes picking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend, and it all starts and stops at manscaped.com. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off.
We're just waiting for Blitz after this little hug session.
That was hot. Was it hot?
Like that? Did you like it?
Was he grabbing the ass?
Yeah, I grabbed my butt.
What, would you take pictures?
Mental. Did you?
Yeah, I'm going to jack off to him earlier.
Oh, you, oh my God.
I'm going to jack off to him later.
Do it.
Mental. I was mental. Strict mental.
Are you going to send Bubba pictures on?
I hummeled so much today at the gym that I am fucking.
You're going to be fucked tomorrow.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I did two chest exercises that I did, kind of chest and back today.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit of arms, but I did two chest exercises I normally do not do. Three sets of 20, and then I did two different back exercises that I don't usually do, three sets of 20.
Oh.
Your chest looked a little more popping today, too. I was wondering why. It was really popping through your shirt.
This, Anna. Titties are bouncing.
See, look at that. Oh.
I can kind of do that, too. Not as good as you. That's pretty strong.
That looks good. Look at that.
No, not like that. Wow.
She doesn't have enough real estate for that, Bubba.
Shut the fuck up.
Enough real. So I don't know if we're on or what the fuck.
Oh, we're on now. We're live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm double platform here.
And by the way, Lummy is going to, you know, me and Lummy were out back and looking at his flooding, which, God, I got to tell you, when it's this hot, it just soaks it right up. Lummy, I think you can get the lawnmower back there.
Yeah, I think so.
Right. And then propose that potential deal with your wife today.
Will do.
And that's
what deal is that?
Nobody can know that deal.
No, it's okay, fine.
Sounds salacious.
It's not. I mean, it's not like
this. Hang out here because Lummi doesn't want to turn my mic on, I guess.
Oh, Lummi, what a jerk.
Thanks, Lummi.
Hey, now, Blitz, could you
it's our
do
one.
The show from over there? Could you be over there? I don't. Oh, well, we have mics in the building. It would be kind of a neat dynamic. We never have you in here. Or is that your little safety area in there?
I like being over there.
Is that your, like, your little Monty area?
Keep an eye on Rhett. You never know what's going to happen.
That
yeah,
dirty
you could
ginger.
Be stealing some shit,
yeah,
you know.
And he just took
you
an
know,
apple.
We've had a theft problem in not in the last. We haven't had a theft problem in 10 years.
10 years?
Motherfucker.
SJL, Sticky Fingers left.
You know what? He didn't steal my ring.
No, but he probably stole some guitars.
Bah,
fuck off, Blitz. You were agreeing with
fuck
me.
Fuck off.
So we are doing a little something different today.
He steals guns.
I am. Lummi, turn his mic on so he can go into his fucking hidey hole.
It's on so he can be in his comfort zone with
but
Rhett.
I don't know if I look so good on this angle. I don't think I look that good.
Oh, you look just as good as Dr. Dan does down there.
Oh, the fuck I do.
It really
please.
Pops your forms
shut
and
up,
your biceps. And Jack Calypso, 500 stars, twinkle, twinkle.
We're doing something a little different. You know, the after show is kind of, you know.
Can free ball a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Experiment. Try new things.
And I kind of like, you know, sometimes letting the second string, or I guess you would be
there. Is that a present for me?
Hey, you want some bark, Bubba?
Real bark?
No, it's the stuff Anna made the other day. You want some of it?
No.
Okay, I want some.
Well,
why you gotta do me like that? You knew
I'd like
say
to have
no.
some bark, but I need something to drink.
You need a water? A
yeah.
monster?
No, I don't think I should go monster.
Do you
want to
go Celsius? You
no,
should
hold
try
on, Blitz.
Celsius.
Hold on, Blitz. You don't happen to have any of those peach willies, do you?
Peach monsters?
Yeah, that's what I want, too.
You do? I want one.
What about the
you
guava?
You should see Blitz's sad face just now. He's like this.
I know.
When he didn't have one.
What about, what's the one that we like, the guava thing?
Oh, no, Bubba, I got something else for you.
But is it zero? I mean, like, is it?
No, it's real, Willie.
But I might need that. I'm crashing right now. Oh. I'm fucking crashing. I might need a bark with
get
a fucking.
Get him a, do you like peach tea?
Yeah, he said shut your mouth, bitch.
He said shut your hole.
Yeah, he always says that.
Shut your hole.
Listen.
Shut your hole. Huh. Now, Anna, can you come over here and help me get on? Like, is this?
Okay, Grandpa.
No. I'm asking. What does it? Do they use Google? I
Google.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not. I just don't know where they fucking use.
Yeah.
I mean, I got my whole setup over there. We're doing something a little different. We're letting Lummi sit in the fucking in the captain's chair.
It's Thursday.
We're grooming. Boy, how fucked are we if we have to groom Lummi to be the main guy here?
Draft cola.
I don't know. It looks pretty big.
Oh, is that the Pepsi?
It's real deal.
Yeah, maybe that. Okay. Now, is this
is that
beer?
Flavored?
No.
No, it's cola.
Have you tried it, Lummi?
No, I have not.
Nitro Pepsi?
No, I have not tried it.
I need some cups.
I don't want any fucking.
Why don't you try? Anna, will you try it? Let's do a taste test.
It's not carbonated. It's nitrogen. It's like, so the bubbles are smaller.
I'll take a sip.
Hey, this motherfucker knows it. Like, there's two people in the world.
Hold on.
There's two people in the fucking world that know the whole. This motherfucker.
Yeah, he knows.
Does he research everything?
Yeah. He knows stuff. He knows some shit. It's annoying, but
hey, you know what the problem we're having? The merch crick's full hot at me too right now.
She's allowed to get mad at you?
Well, she's not allowed to get mad at me, but she is. She's not mad at me, but she's perturbed on the tops of these fucking tumblers, the fucking
oh, they're cracking.
the postmen think that they're fucking.
Can she double wrap them?
She's putting bubble wrap on them and
can
everything.
She double wrap it or?
And they're still cracking.
Well, then you get into shipping issues.
Oh, because they get heavier.
Well, it's size.
Ah, that's right. I forgot.
It's size, so we you know.
I'll try a tiny whatever.
It feels foamy.
It's supposed to.
It's beer. It's supposed to, I guess, feel like a head on a beer or something.
Oh, I like it.
Thank
can
you.
Can I have some more?
Wait, it's actually a beer?
No. Oh, but like,
let me. Blitz, I wouldn't mind.
Sweet,
can I get a full cup?
Yeah, hang on.
You can have the rest of mine.
Pour it in there. Here's the can if you want to see it.
Man, you just had Nitro.
You didn't
Pepsi.
Have much at all.
No, I just asked for a little bit. I just want to try.
And then
it.
See, Anna. Sometimes, like maybe next Thursday, we'll let you go up there.
Okay.
And you be the fucking main bitch.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Even opens weird.
Oh, that's like good.
Have you tried it yet?
That's good.
You've not tried it?
I'm going to right now.
I think you'll like it.
I bought it like a week ago for us.
Perfect. Yeah. This is the new Nitro Pepsi.
Yeah.
See, now, initially, yeah. I don't like foam. I don't like foam.
On it. Well, you don't drink beer even, so you
I don't even drink beer.
And you never drank beer? You don't...
Never been a beer drinker. Okay. I mean, in high school and college when you had to drink to be cool.
Right.
You know, and get all fucked up, like on Little Kings and Mickey Big Gulps and all that kind of bullshit. But, like, as an adult, I may, honest to God, I may drink 2 beers a year.
Yeah.
Like, just in a guy setting, you know, like, right. if I was at, like...
Like a Kevin Hazlett deal where you have it in your hand and you're barely, you're just nursing it.
It's kind of more of a prop.
Yeah, exactly.
Or, like, if you were at the Diaco's box and, just you, trying to and blend. You had, like, a, you know, a Miller Lite just to fucking blend in because everybody else got one. Because you don't want to look like a dork because you got a fucking, you know, Coke.
I hate beer. Like, all of it. Tastes like shit.
You like Truly's?
I like the seltzers,
Claws.
Yes.
Seltzers.
Yes,
Claws.
Yeah.
You like Claws or Truly's better?
It depends. Okay. Truly's has got this tropical blend that's fucking strong.
What did you guys give me that one time? I thought it was fucking horrible.
It's probably a White Claw. What was it?
That was the Truly's. I think Big Red brought.
Oh, the iced teas.
Yeah, the iced teas.
Those are so good, Pops.
No, mine was a blueberry or a blackberry bunch of bullshit.
Oh, maybe that was a White Claw.
Yeah.
I like them.
It was a Claw.
It was a...
Blitz knows what it was.
You know, I don't remember if it was a Truly or a Claw, but you expect it to be like drinking a soda or like a fruit, like just fruit juice where you could just down it.
Right.
And it's not like that.
It has like a crisp to it. Jack Alepsy, 500 stars.
Now, how am I going to watch?
The Hall of Famer Bubba Light 999 Super
Couch. Watch Facebook too?
Now, they have two flavors of this Pepsi, Bubba. They have this regular Nitro Pepsi and they have Nitro Pepsi like cream soda or something.
I think I like this. And I didn't think I would like it because of the foam, but have you had it?
Yeah, I just tried it. It's really good.
I gave Brett some.
I was actually pretty surprised. Don't they make a Pepsi coffee now or some shit?
And I'm not a Pepsi guy.
This is the real shit that's killing Americans, not nicotine.
Correct.
It only has 63 grams of carbs in the whole can.
Only? Oh, okay.
I'm trying to fucking find us. I'm trying to fly. Can you help me out here, honey?
Oh, it's making you sign into Facebook. Just go to YouTube.
Yeah, just go to YouTube. It's way easier.
I know the chicks are hotter on Facebook, Bobs, but just go to YouTube.
All the girls on Facebook want me.
Watching a YouTube video on a computer is a pain in the ass.
You mean Facebook?
You said watching YouTube video.
Oh, no. YouTube is easy. Facebook is hard. Yeah, sorry.
Right. Oh, let me look at you. All right, so let me see. I look like shit down here.
No.
See, Lummy, you look good as fuck. See, Blitz has got my position. Blitz has got my camera, so it's kind of an overhead. Willie, which slims you a little bit. Like, this isn't the most. Only Dan could pull off this side view shit.
And Dan does pull it off.
He does. Anna's got her. I think Blitz has got a new camera coming for a few of you guys, I think.
Anna.
Yeah. I don't look near as good.
Because everybody else already has new ones. So.
Well, your light's a little off there. Fix your lights. I need to see you there.
Who, me?
Oh, yeah. Whoa, where'd you go?
There.
There nice. You go. Yeah, we need the lights.
That doesn't make it look any... Listen, lights don't make you look fucking 40 pounds lighter, okay? No. I will tell you this, that my motherfucking man over there has got my shit dialed in on my camera that kind of has an optical illusion, makes me look better than I really am in real life. But when we get hardcore and raw here, I don't look so good. And Blitz liked to dim lit his. His is dim lit like a motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Looks like he's a hoarder.
But, look at you. You look good as absolute fuck.
Oh, thank you, Bubba. I appreciate that. But, I mean, your biceps are looking good. Did you do arms today? Look at that forearm striation. I'm just pointing to it right now.
It almost makes me uncomfortable.
It should. Did you shave your arms recently? They look shiny.
I always shave my arms. Like Sundays.
Oh yeah,
they're prickly. They're prickly, but I shave them on like Sundays. I shave my Blitz. Did you got me? You got me extra red.
Yeah, I'm working on a few.
He's tanning it up.
Yeah. Blitz, goddamn, I look like a heat miser now.
Heat miser.
I'm Mr. Heat Miser. No, I'm not sweating.
I'm trying to find this. I'm trying to find the thin filter.
813, we got a phone call. Why are you calling us?
I don't know if we want to take phone calls. There's a lot of shit going on that people are going to try to fuck with us on. I just won't want to deal with it.
Yeah, people want to know why is Lummy the man.
People want to know if you've waxed.
I don't wax. I just shave. I shave my chest too. Look, I shave my chest.
That's a new Bubba shirt.
I shave my arm, under my arms.
Okay.
I shave my...
Do you have back hair? Probably not.
I had the merch crick shave that.
Oh, okay.
because I can't. I mean, Anna, I can't even reach my.
Well,
asshole.
I didn't know if you even grew back hair.
No, I mean, yeah. I do.
Okay.
Not a lot, like in patches. Mm. I'm not a hairy. I think I could. I think my beard would be full.
Like, I think it would be.
Like Blitz, you got a little bit of a patchy beard.
Yeah, mine won't. Mine's but I think nothing. He
basically doesn't have any hair on his chest or his back.
Right.
Is he hairless?
He's like a dolphin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A dolphin.
Like
what
a hairless
fuck?
Dolphin.
Blitz, you do got me fucking redded up. Like you.
Hold
like,
on, I'll make you purple.
Well, I mean,
purple.
Well, I mean, you are the captain of the ship.
I know. I got a phone call. 813.
So go ahead and
813. You keep calling. I think it's Hootie.
How come everybody else gets the fucking dump button? And when I say one bad word, you got to free the line.
Because we like fucking with you, Hootie, and we love
you. Fred Foxy, $100. Get rid of this guy.
Nobody.
Just been sniped.
Did somebody really snipe him?
Yeah, Fred Foxy did.
No, Fred Foxy didn't snipe him.
Lummy,
don't hang up on your friend.
Oh, sorry. Well,
unless
no,
it's
I,
a real snipe.
I hacked into the Venmo and saw Fred Foxy.
Unless it's a real snipe.
Fred Foxy, $100.
Don't do fucking Hootie like that.
Yeah, Hootie,
don't,
poor
why
Hootie.
You gotta do me like
don't,
that?
Don't you, Fred.
Don't do Hootie like that.
She's been waiting on hold for the last 45 minutes.
Who'd like that? Who'd like
I'll
that?
I'll fucking unsnipe myself here in a minute. Let me stop driving.
All right, Hootie, what were you calling in about?
I was trying to say, one, I think it's cool that you guys are going to plant a garden because I'm getting ready to do the same
thing. Yeah, we're getting ready to do a garden.
I was like, me and Big Red could build up like a badass, like a couple planter boxes off the ground. You know, bugs and the goats won't get it. I was trying to help out, you know?
Fuck yeah. Well, I mean, we're all about it. We're going to have a Get Fresh meeting. I mean, we're going to have a get together with the Get Fresh crew. They got to hang a TV. They got to do fuck it. I mean, we got a bunch of shit needs to be done.
What was your other question, Hootie?
And like my neighbor, she like runs a community garden. She
hot?
For days.
She hot? She want to fuck?
She's like 55, but she actually is pretty hot for being 55. And right. I don't know. You're in that market.
You're living in Plant City.
I'm
in
the 55 market, huh?
Plant City.
Wow.
Yeah, she's a Plant City 9 in a fucking Tampa 3.
Right.
She's like the Dollar General. I'm on a scooter chicks.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
She knows the shit about gardening.
Man, I look like shit down here. I need to go back. Like fucking this side profile shit's horrible. I'm going to lose money immediately.
I don't think so. You look great.
Well, that's
yeah,
cool.
Bubba is the Bubba idea. Chicken Dip at the Country Butcher Shop. And yes, that is the original. That's them and Mike's Pizza are the only two people that I gave the recipe to.
Do they actually
to.
Sell it, though?
Yes, they do.
They put in like little plastic containers.
Yep, they
Wait,
do.
Hold on, Mike's does too? Or just Bayway?
I think just Bayway.
Okay.
But the chicken dip at the Bayway Market in Tierra Verde on the Bayway Country Store is my original recipe. Yes, I gave it to them. After our, I got fucked. Neo Mount Pleasure, $9.99 and a bitch ain't one. Let me go to your post. No, Lummy's running the show right now.
No, I
look like Anna. Don't you think I look like shit on this? In this?
No, not at all.
You don't think so?
No.
Okay.
All right, Hootie. We gotta go.
I got insecurities too. You know.
Yeah, everyone does. We're all human here.
Right. I don't think I look so good here.
Lummy, well, you ain't got shit to do. Where you gotta go? Are you guys gonna talk about fucking? I mean, what?
Hang up on him.
Come on. Let me don't hang up on him. Do not.
Too late.
This is my friend.
It's your friend.
On another note, Bubba, I heard you might be selling the modified.
You know, I don't know. I got a meeting today, a financial guy meeting, today. So trying to see what I got to do, I don't know what I'm going to do. I really don't.
He doesn't know.
I mean, sell it for financial reasons, or are you just selling nobody's driving it. I mean,
nobody's driving it, and it's probably worth. I could probably get 15, $15,000 out of it.
Hootie, you gonna buy it? You gonna drive it?
Hootie, put that fucking thing right in the wall.
Hootie said he would buy it, but he said he would buy it, but the trailer sucks now.
But I'll sell it with the trailer.
I mean, can I pick like at least meet you at the track and like. Days of Thunder.
You wouldn't
like
be able
to.
But Hootie, you wouldn't know what to fucking do with that. You would either pie face your shit in the wall or you'd be going 35 miles an hour. Thinking, he'd be going 35, thinking he was going 150.
Mm-hmm.
He'd be like, man, I was fucking. Yeah, no, you couldn't. Listen, that's a. there's just not a lot of people that can drive those things. I mean, you know, Brian Bernhard and Seth Gary and Rich Pratt, my son. I mean, you won't set shit. The fuck, you wouldn't be able to outrun the pace truck.
Can we let him try?
What do you got to lose? You're going to
settle. I'll tell you what I should do, Blitz.
I'll give him one of those old Red Baron helmets to wear, the leather ones.
I'll tell you what I should do is I should take that out one day, that modified, and let my friends that can fit in it, like Big Red, Creatine Travis, Hootie. Blitz, of course, you might be too tall, but fuck yeah, you can get
care.
In.
I'll try.
I'll squeeze your ass right in there. But I'm gonna have to.
I'd be afraid to wad it up, though. No, so I wouldn't go very fast.
No, you could. You'd get your feel. You'd spin out before you wad up. You're gonna wad up only if you are gonna run her high. No, none of you guys are gonna run it high.
Can you flip it over?
I'll be high as fuck.
That he will.
Hootie, Creatine, Blitz, Dan, Big Red,
the Nashes.
They don't fit. They won't fit. They won't fit. They won't
fit. I think who says fast time, you know, gets a, you know.
I would say that probably Dan would probably set fast. Yeah, but he didn't know how to counter steer.
What about Iggy?
Oh, fuck yeah. Iggy could. Iggy would fit. Of course Iggy's in that club. Of course. Of course Iggy's in that club. By the way, I just got a text from Bubba Light. He's headed down, I think, to spend the weekend with Trickney Ashley.
Oh, nice.
So.
Beautiful love.
Yeah. No, Tizzy, I don't know if Tyler's racing. I don't know. He does not return my texts. He returned his phone to me. And the Father's Day card I got was written out by his girlfriend. So I don't know what the fuck's going on.
Wayne Toussaint, 916, $10 super chat.
Thank you, buddy. But right. Boy, Blitz, that would be some good content, though, wouldn't it, Blitz? But you know, a day at the track. Have you guys meet me out there, you know, like on a Saturday or something like that? Not on a race night.
I would love to do that.
But Blitz, I will do that if you promise to maybe GoPro it up for me.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
GoPro, I'm going to have a GoPro. I'll have a drone out there. But
for everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and as slow as it's going, yeah, I mean, yeah, fuck yeah. And we'll come up with a list. Anybody that wants to drive Tyler's car, my inner circle, just get a hold of me and I'll Kale Jones, $10 for my hairless arms. Thank you.
Neil Plath is there, $9.99
on my Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, all at the Bubba Army.
Hall of Famer Cooper Lips, $19.99 super chat.
How do the gears work on that thing?
Okay, so here's where everybody's going to get hung up on.
Right,
there's a high and a low. So there's a high, neutral, and a low.
Okay.
Okay. And it's just a big stick.
Yep.
Like a piece of metal.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, and so what you do is you put it in first. Okay.
How's the clutch work?
Well, you don't. So I'm gonna show you.
Okay. Yeah.
You put it in first. Well, first of all, on the there's two sticks. One on the left is forward and reverse. So you obviously take that one and put it in forward. Okay, you jam it up, and it goes into gear. Then you take the other one, the one to the right, and you jam, and it'll go in gear. Then, Blitz, you take and give it gas and push on the clutch at the same time. You don't?
Okay.
It's exactly opposite of a conventional clutch.
Right.
So you go, you push, you give it more gas, you give it more gas, you give it more clutch, you give it more clutch. And then as you get going, you let off the clutch.
Okay.
And then you just bring it down and then you put it down in low. Boom. That's what you do.
You put it, so you start out in high and then you put it to low?
No, you go, you well, I mean, low, I mean, we start out in first, you know, like you start out in with the gear up here.
Okay.
And then you're going, and then as you get going, you take your foot off the clutch.
Okay.
And then you just and then you kind of let off the gas a little bit, and then you find the kind of the sweet spot, and then you just bring it down.
Yeah. Okay.
Boom. That if you can get rolling in it, you know, then you just keep it in second gear. That it's got two gears, one and two, so you just keep it in second.
Gotcha.
The only time you would need first is if you would spin out and you would have to. First is just made to get going, just to get rolling like 10 miles an hour. After you get going 10, 15 miles an hour, you jam it back down.
Now, if you want to stop, how does the clutch work?
If you want to stop, The clutch, you don't do anything. You just put the brakes
gas
on to stop.
Gas, brake, dip.
Okay, so there's no clutch needed then.
No, not to stop. The only time that you need a clutch
can
is
you,
when
can
you're...
you leave it. Can you leave the car in gear and stop?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. It's not like a sprint car. We have to take it out of gear.
Right.
The only time you need to clutch is when you're pushing the clutch in when you're first starting off in first.
Okay.
After that, actually, I could probably get Blitz if you Google or YouTube.
I'll bet.
Brin, like open wheel modified or late model Brin. How to shift a late model, and you'll see it. And I had to take a drink of my
Nitro.
What's that shit called, Blitz?
Pepsi Nitro.
Pepsi Nitro.
Dirt modified transmission shifting.
Oh, yes. Fuck
a little one on one on how to shift a dirt modified.
Shit. I need to know this.
Yeah, you do. Here we go. Let me turn the. I mean, we might get a violation, but fuck. No, you know what? If you don't play the sound.
Yeah, I was just. It's up on the screen.
Now you're maximizing it.
Awesome.
Now they look like they're in a sprint car.
This is dirt modified transmission shifting.
Yes, with the caged windshield.
That might be like a center console, like mini mod or something like that.
It's like a home built helicopter.
You're gonna have to move along more. That isn't it.
That's not it.
Now find open wheel modified. Open wheel modified. Dirt open wheel modified shift or something like that. See, let me, when you're over there, man, it's fucking, it's high intense, buddy.
It's like keyboard. It's really small for me.
What do you mean? How to shift, right here. How to shift, second one down.
This one?
Yes. Yes, this is it. This would be. All right, now he's showing you the foot pedals. Yeah, let me, you got to fucking maximize it, you idiot.
I was making sure it was right screen.
All right, so fast forward a little bit more.
Oh.
I thought maybe
if it's a little-known video, we could probably play the audio and be okay. You want to try it?
Yeah, no, but this isn't it. This isn't it either, Blitz. Lummy.
Well, that's the one you told me to click on.
I know.
But
I
he didn't mean click on it. He meant go to a different one. He didn't mean click on that one.
Oh.
Lummy, you should know this.
My bad. I'm sorry.
Hold on.
Teddy Collins and Cherokee Speedway?
Or the one down.
Burt Gen 1 How to Drive?
Yes. Yes, 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 yes. So maximize. Right there. Back. All right. A little bit forward. Okay, now Blitz, stop. Stop right there. Blitz. So that's the standard. You got your gas pedal to the right.
That car got three pedals.
Now, hold on. Now, Blitz, pay attention to this. So what you do... is that there's the gas pedal, there's the brake, and then there's the Brin clutch.
Mm-hmm.
What you do, now let me hit play on it.
It's playing.
All right, well, fast forward. I mean.
Come on, Lummy.
That's just fucking happened. Yeah.
Jesus. All right, now stop right there. Now, Blitz, those are the two metal shifters.
Yep, one and two. The
one, stop, Lummy. Now, the one on the left, Blitz, is reverse and forward.
Okay.
So forward is forward, and then there's a middle click that's neutral, and then the back one is reverse. And then the one closest to the firewall, which is to our right,
mm-hmm.
is just forward is low or high, first gear,
okay.
starter. And then pull it straight back is the gear you need to be into once you race. Okay, let me now go ahead. All right, Blitz, like you said, hold on, Lummy, stop. We might be able to play the audio on this because, Blitz, it's a little-known video. We might be able to do that. Don't you think?
Let's try it.
Yeah, just try it. If anything, Rhett will cut it out for in post. Let me maybe back it up a little.
Let me mute my...
Your world.
YouTube.
Let you mute your brain. All right, so, Blitz, this is actually... Watch.
A little bit of gas at the same reverse, and you ease the clutch down, and a little bit of gas at the same time
wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you with premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
To keep the engine running. And you try not to slip the clutch as much as you can. This is a reverse, so you step the clutch down to get the car to move. Let it up to stop.
I'd have a hard time at that at first,
right?
Because I drive a stick and it's completely backwards.
Oh, it is completely backwards.
This one goes into what is low gear. In this car,
you got any more volume on this blit? Let me. Is it? Are you jacked all the way?
Jacked all the way up.
And again, you push it into low gear.
Now you are. You weren't.
The clutch down to get the car to roll.
Oh.
And again, you don't want to slip the clutch too much. It's not. Not like a regular clutch.
Stop.
The transmission.
So Blitz, as you can see, like this completely is mind blowing to most people that, you know, like this is completely like Chinese for most people to even know how to drive a manual. Like this is completely opposite of a manual transmission. Because usually you engage the clutch and let it out to get the car rolling.
But you feather it out.
But here you feather the clutch in. So let me hit play.
As you get the car to roll, you get it out on the track, you bring the RPM up to, let's say, 2 to 3,000 RPM, and you would let off the clutch completely and snap this back into high gear. Again, low gear, high gear. And that's pretty much the short of it.
Let me see if they got another one that actually shows a guy doing it. You know, shows a guy actually doing it.
I mean, it makes sense to me now.
But it wouldn't for, like, I guarantee you, almost, like, creatine, Big Red.
That's fine.
I mean, you might be the only motherfucker that knows that might be able to do it. Let me keep going down. It's got a shit. What's this? What's the one? I can't see shit. But what's the one down?
This open wheel in-car camera.
No, you needed to show shifting. I think you got away from.
I'm dirt open wheel modified shifting.
All right. Right there. Down two down. Right there. Right there might be a guy's. Can you maximize? No, just maximize it.
Videography at its best. It's Speedway car cams or nothing.
There you go. All right, like, Blitz, this is exactly what you need to see.
Yep.
Watch. Now you're getting it roll. See it's rolling? Still hitting the clutch. Rolling. Now he just put it into a different gear. Do it back. Go back, till he rolls again. So Blitz, look at this. This is how you get going. You give it gas and the clutch. You're rolling, keeping the clutch down. Now he's gonna. Boom! Now he just shifted. And you gotta drive with 2 feet, obviously.
Ring.
It'll be interesting to watch this guy's his feet, because Blitz, when he goes into a corner, you watch, he'll stab the brake to set the car. That's what you got to do. You got to stab the brake to get the car to get assy. Watch. Fast forward a little bit, let's see if we get some foot. See if we get some foot action. See if we can get him going here. All right, here we go. They're gonna get ready to start. Now, Blitz, just watch his foot action, okay? Watch his foot. You keep the brakes down to keep the nose pinned. Keeping the nose pinned. As soon as they go green, ride the brake, feather it out, get ready to fucking jam it. Fuck him. When me and Tyler used to do film sessions, get ready to fucking feather it. Get ready. Go. Oh, go. They haven't gone green yet. Here we go. Hit the brake. Keep the car down. They're coming to green right now. Here we go. Jesus Christ, when are we going to green? Here we go. How many fucking brake laps you guys got going?
Come on, Bubba, you're the race director. Throw the green.
Here we go. Now watch this. Yeah.
Oh.
That's what happens.
Oh, good job, Tyler. You fucked it up.
I wouldn't say that.
You can't see show.
Oh, yeah. Now, that could be the wall, though.
Oh, no. The dirt's flying up?
Well, yeah, I mean.
Oh, shit. So then, how does he get out of it?
How does he get out of it? The tow truck comes and hooks you. Tow truck.
Oh.
If you race on iRacing, be sure to check out iRace Wraps.
All right, get rid of it. So, Blitz, do you understand the concept a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at my phone to see who wants to do it. You know, we could do that.
I don't want to do it, I guess.
I've got my own thing going on.
What does that mean? You got Gus?
No. Something popped onto my screen where I'm watching a mukbang, but the guy has an oxygen tank on while he's eating.
Ed Kelly, by the way, Ed Kelly, 25.
A mukbang?
Yeah, here, I'll send it to you. Should I send it to you, Lummi?
No, I'm on Bubba's.
Bubba's, all right. If you go like 7 minutes in.
What's
God,
a mukbang?
Her hair turns orange.
What's a mukbang?
Oh, yeah, my so, God. No, is but go like 7 minutes in.
Turn the volume down so we don't get a
problem. Yeah,
I don't,
go 7 minutes in really quick so you can just see the visual.
I don't want to see this.
Just really quick.
This is like decal.
I'd take my shirt off and fucking videotape myself if I wanted to see this.
What
the
fuck?
That was good as fuck.
What's he doing here?
That's Cheesecake Factory.
Now, is this what you like? Is this your?
I like it. I was watching the Sarah, Simply Sarah, and then it sent me to this.
Is this your jam?
Yeah, this guy looks jolly and happy.
Yeah, he's about to eat about 30,000 calories. Oh my God, is this all he's doing?
Yeah. That's how he makes his money. He has 1.2 million followers.
When does he eat?
No, he always
eats.
He
eats everything.
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, why does he take the oxygen off?
I guess it was just too cumbersome. So, anyways, thank you.
Is that what you rub your snizz to?
Well, you were the one that brought Simply Sarah to my attention.
I know.
So now I'm all up in her jam right now.
So anyway, Blitz, I'm thinking that I get the car ready. I got some, put some new tires on it. And we have kind of a day at, just the truly my inner circle. I'm just not going to put anybody in it.
Big Red's looks like a good time.
Big Red's invited. Creatine's invited. Iggy's invited. And the Ashes are invited, but they're not going to fit. It's only a 17-inch seat. Blitz. Lummy, you're not going to fit.
I'm too fat.
I'm afraid to put Hoodie in because Blitz would just fucking has no regards to any type of shit, and he would just fucking pie face himself. He'd probably kill himself, to be honest with you. And at the end of the day, I'm probably going to have to get a hold of Tom Bean and get some kind of waiver. I probably really am going to have to get some kind of waiver for everybody to sign, don't you think?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's no question.
So that they don't, fucking Hootie drives over his ass, hits the fucking wall, kills himself. Next thing you know, his wife owns the fucking racetrack.
Yeah. He's dead.
Yeah.
Anyway. She'd be single then, Bubba.
Yeah, I could blast her.
Yeah, I've been Ocala. It could be your Ocala crick.
Mm. How can that be my Ocala crick? She lives in Plant City.
She'd be moving up there because she owns it.
Oh.
She'd leave the kid with the mom.
Yeah, okay. Lummy, if you could fit, would you drive it? I think you're a pussy. You wouldn't drive it, would you?
Oh, I'd go super fucking slow.
Right.
But, I mean, I would try. I'd probably never get out because my hand-eye coordination, feet coordination isn't that good.
Right.
So I'd probably just stall out the whole time.
My one buddy who's been getting a hold of me said that you're soft. Remember him?
Yeah, that guy.
You're full hot on him, aren't you?
Yeah, fuck him in a Cincinnati bullshit.
You're full hot on that guy,
right? Yeah, because he's so full of fucking shit.
And he said he recruited you. He recruited you for Cincinnati.
Man, if he actually just tried to recruit me, I would have told him to shove Cincinnati up his ass. They were fucking horrible then, and that's why he's not a recruiter anymore, because he sucked dick. That's why Cincinnati sucks.
Oh. Well, hold on. Cincinnati's good as fuck.
Buddy. Now they are. Not back then.
Alan
from Cincinnati.
You're fucking soft. It's not Alan.
That's what Blitz keeps saying.
No, it's not. Blitz, I swear on my mother's life, it's not Alan. It's a guy that was a recruiter and recruited Lummies, was a recruiter for this area.
That guy got his information totally wrong. Fucking little sawed-off, bald little prick.
How do you even know what he looks like?
I kind of remember. There was a bunch of scouts that were coming in there, and
you were absolutely a physical specimen. You were a good-looking kid, just very personable, just soft with slow feet.
Yeah, he was.
That's just what he said.
I know he wasn't watching the right tape.
He said he watched, 5'8", 210-pound guys fucking bull rush you.
Yeah, he wasn't watching me. He was watching someone else.
Why, what would you have done with that guy?
I would have fucking pancaked him. I would have chair checked him back down.
Chair checked him?
Yep.
You would have butt fucked him.
You would have butt fucked him.
I would have chair checked him and butt fucked him and put him on the ground. Made him my little bitch.
Yeah. Tyler's modified 725 horsepower.
You think the engine will fit in the BMW?
No.
Damn it.
Maybe. Blitz, it might.
Okay. Inline six in there now.
I took it. It used to be here at the BRP on the lift, and I took it off and put it in storage.
The BRN.
Yeah, BRN. I took it to an undisclosed location. It's locked up with a trickle charger on it. I'm going to go out there once a week and start it. It's in Janie Cakes' garage. Can you imagine?
Whatever that
thing.
Can you imagine if you had that fucking thing? But it's full-blown open header. Like, it is. When I used to start it here, could you guys hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like a fucking. God, I wish I could fit in it. Lummy, I'm half tempted to just continue. If I could lose 20 more pounds, I could fit in it.
Oh. You're almost there.
I can fit in it at 270.
You'd start driving it again?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Would you really?
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't beat Seth Geary or Brian Bernhardt or Rich Pratt or Jason Stewart.
Yeah, or any of the other guys.
No,
but that's okay.
No, but listen, I would.
You just named the whole field. Like, I wouldn't beat any of those guys, but I'd still race.
I mean, I'm going to be right now, man. I'd be a top five guy. I don't think I'm in the conversation. At my track, I'd be a top five guy. I don't. First of all, I'd only race at my track. I'm not going to go to East Bay and New Henry and shit like that. But. No, Tyler's not talking to any of my family. He's not talking to anybody.
Not even Tara?
Not even Tara, not even my mom, nothing. Like, nobody. Which is just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
I thought for sure I'd see him the other day at the Armature Works hockey thing with all the players there. Because he used to go to all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So
got a photo shoot.
But at my track, he had a yeah, in pool photo shoot.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm not laughing.
I just bubbled myself. But at my track, I'd be a top five guy out of eight cars.
Could we come be your, like, your pick crew?
No. Fuck no. You don't know anything about
I'll
it.
I'll grab a hammer and start smashing off the side.
I have an ATV. I'll bring my ATV. I'll put a push bar on the front.
I let Blitz crew, because he'd know what to do, but Lummy, if I said, hey, Lummy, take 2 pounds out of the left and give me another half inch on the right, stagger.
All right.
What would you do?
I'd take a hammer and pound both sides.
Lummy.
I cut some metal off the left side because you wanted 2 pounds off of it.
I mean, like, Lummy, I need another half inch stagger on the right side. Oh. So if I need another half inch stagger on the right rear, what would you do?
I'd lift up the right rear half an inch because you're staggering it, and I would stagger the chassis.
Lummy, you'd actually probably have to put 2 or 3 pounds of air pressure in the right and probably lower the left side pressure 2 pounds.
Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
You didn't know. Yeah.
Well, I was lifting it up with my arms, but
Lummy, why are you cutting my car to pieces?
You said
2 pounds off the left, and I see all this metal here.
Yeah, the lighter the car, the faster you'll go.
Did I ever tell you the time that Ty J almost beat the fuck out of a guy that got into Tyler?
Oh, yeah.
And I had to tell Ty J, that's not how racing works, buddy. Like, it was an innocent, the guy got into Tyler. It was a racing deal. You can't beat their ass. The fuck I can't. It's like I'm in the office with Tom Bean. It's at the end of the race, and this scared white guy comes in here. He goes, hey, can you guys please help me with this? There's a big black guy that's trying to beat me up. And I go, for what? He goes, because I spun out your son. And I said, that was a racing deal.
Say, well, that's what you get.
But hold on, Blitz. Like, it really was a racing deal. Like, they both kind of got into each other, and Tyler spun.
It was completely
a racing. So Ty J goes, motherfucker, I don't recognize racing deals. You spun out my buddy.
No, here's what you do. You have Ty J there at every race. That way, when Tyler comes up close, they just fucking move out of the way.
Right. Right. And they're like, man, I can either go out of the way, or I could get this 6'5" black guy fucking beat my ass.
Right. So they just move out of the way.
Right. You're right. I would like to lose 20 quick pounds.
Quick pounds?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting close.
But in order to do that, man, I got to really
dial it in.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're on the road, on the path to that.
I think so.
On the precipice.
Precipice.
On the precipice. I'm scared about this financial meeting today.
Yeah.
Are you scared?
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me you're scared.
I'm scared.
Papa.
Well, here. First of all, the attorney I'm meeting, Blitz, is in one of the big downtowns.
Say it again, Papa. Say, I'm scared, Papa.
I'm scared,
Papa. You'll be fine. I'm scared, Daddy.
You'll be fine.
Papa,
I'm scared, Papa.
It's so funny, but it's so kind of funny. Like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
So I'm meeting with this guy to try to remedy my IRS issues.
Oh.
So I'm dealing with the IRS. I have to hire an attorney to deal with them. And I went down there.
From the treasure trove of attorneys you got in your back pocket? Or?
No, because my treasure trove of my attorneys in my back pocket aren't IRS.
Told you to find somebody else.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. They referred me
got
to this
one
guy.
One for entry, like, yeah. One for marriage, you got, one for criminals.
Yeah, you're right. One for defamation and slander. One for cheating. One for,
there's got to be an IRS guy in here somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian Petroni and Tom Bean, everybody's like, this is your guy, so I got to go to this guy.
Okay.
So you got to go downtown?
Yeah.
Have you met this guy before talked to him or anything?
No, I talked to him on the phone.
Okay.
And I talked to him on Friday, and then he's like, hey, call me on Monday, and we'll
schedule something.
So he calls me yesterday, right? And then he's like, hey, you want to, And now you know how I am. I'm not like a tomorrow kind of guy.
No, and I like that about you.
Yeah, like I'm not like
you're
like,
on it.
I'm on it, but like, but I'm also not like, you know, hey, we got to do this right to fuck now.
Yeah, you guys had the totally opposite.
Yeah.
Huh?
Meaning like but I'm like, so he calls me yesterday and he goes,
Bubba's more like, hey, let's meet 2 weeks from now.
Oh, I thought you said that you're not a procrastinator.
No, that's what I'm saying. You guys thought the other way around.
I don't procrastinate on some shit, like meetings and shit like that aren't
pressing.
You want
to schedule them in advance, not like tomorrow.
I see.
I like to know, like, you know.
Okay.
So I talked to him yesterday. And he's like, so it looks like, you know, we probably need to get together and you need to bring all your paperwork and all the documentation that you have and, you know, yada, yada, yada.
So in your head, you're like, all right, I got about 2 weeks to get all my stuff together.
Exactly. So
he's like,
So what's good for you? And I'm like, well, you know, any day, Monday, I said Fridays are a little tough, but Monday through Thursday, anytime after like noon, 12 noon, I'm pretty good. And I like to, you know, so like, and I also said, but also before 3:00. So like noon to 3:00, you know, Monday through Thursday, I'm good. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking he'd be like, okay, well, let me get my
July.
Calendar here.
Yeah. Yep.
I was really trying to do it next week.
Sure.
I was going to, you know, do it next week. So he's like, okay, well, how about tomorrow at 1:00? Like, okay.
That fits into the window of what you gave him.
Yeah, it does. It does.
Well, you get it over with.
Yeah, well, I think Blitz, when you go to, when you're dealing with the IRS, you got to like send somebody in there. You can't just go in there willy fucking nilly.
You should bring him a shirt.
What?
Yeah, bring him a Bubba Army shirt.
Get him a little.
Maybe a tumbler.
A care package.
Maybe a tumbler.
Mm hmm.
Bubba Army Boff.
Hey, are you Bubba Army?
Who? Bubba who?
It's yeah. So anyway, I think we've talked.
Oh,
about
Oh, we've
a lot
done
of great
one
things.
Hell of a show right now.
But I will tell you this: I meant to talk about it on today's show, but I forgot. Yesterday's after show was really good.
That was a lot of fun.
Might want to tell
yesterday,
Rhett,
just in general.
Might want to tell Rhett to fucking chop that up. Maybe.
Yeah, Rhett, chop it up.
Chop it up.
Rhett, chop it off.
Rhett's high as fuck.
He's high.
He's always high.
He's had an apple.
I think I like Rhett better this time around than I don't think I liked him that much the first time around.
He's a lot slimmer now.
Slimmer.
You notice that?
He's not so standoffish.
Well, here's the thing.
Smarmy.
It goes
both ways. We know what we're getting with Rhett, and Rhett knows what he's getting here.
Oh, was he a little shell-shocked the first time?
Of course, because he didn't know
Everyone
what he was getting
is,
into.
Baba.
Oh. I
was shell-shocked for like 6 months,
on the culture or on just the whole dynamic or what, the
everything.
Building, the me?
Everything. You,
me?
The people, the atmosphere, the lack of lights, the boys club, the fucking what I can make fun of with you, what I can't. It was a learning
process.
Now,
there's not a lot of rules with me on what you can and cannot do with me. You know
that. There's not a lot of rules, but there's a lot of
little idiosyncrasies,
so
to speak.
Ways you need to do things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just to kind of read you, because some days you can say something, some days you can't. And so, mm-hmm. you know, it took a while to learn. I still don't think I've fully learned everything, but
oh,
much
know
better.
Everything. I mean, you don't know what a wob-dob was, and you never
and I'll
will.
Never know.
You don't know what place.
And I'll never know.
No, you might, because I mean, some listeners know that. Place. Lemmy, do you know that, where that is? Do you know the
place? I thought I knew it, and I think it's something else.
I don't even know what the office is.
I thought it was at the.
You don't
know
what the office is?
From the news story.
For real?
I just know, like, Office Brother, but I don't know what the office is.
But the office is the office in itself. An office could be, I could be giving you the office.
Right, you've given me examples and it makes no sense. Like, there's no.
Well, the office doesn't make sense.
Right, you've given me a few examples and I can't find what the similar things are with each of them.
Hey, Alexa, what does The Office mean?
It's a TV show.
Right.
Does she not recognize me from down there?
Let me have to pot it up.
It's up. The replay. No, that's not it.
You're fucking stupid.
What the hell is that?
I'm not telling you. Figure it out.
Okay.
God, we're going to be here all day.
No, we're not.
I got to be in
Alexa.
SRQ at 2:00.
Alexa.
Ask her a question.
Hey, Alexa, what does The Office mean?
All right, just to save you some time and energy, it comes up on the stage pot. See where it says STAGE?
And you got to turn it on first.
And then, yeah.
For more, ask me to give you more definitions for office.
All right, hold on. Hey, Alexa, what does the term giving somebody the office mean?
Here's something I found on the web. According to getfilings.com, officer means a person appointed to hold an office in the company.
Perfect.
Oh.
Now I get it. Much better.
Anna, you got it now?
Yeah.
Anna,
I didn't before, but now.
And let me, you don't know. You don't know what the office is.
No, I got the office because we used to give me the office back in the day.
I've given you the office before.
Yeah.
But do you know what the office is?
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the ones I know. I don't know the other ones. The Wob. I'm disappointed in that one.
Are you going to let me babysit Wilbur?
Of course.
For real?
Yeah. He's getting big. He's ready to start walking.
But I want to feed him and everything.
Yeah. And then you can, when he runs around, you can go chase him.
And if he needs his diapers changed, I'll change his diapers.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can all have it, you know.
How about, what the next Lightning games was? Saturday night?
Sunday. Oh, no, I ain't doing that.
Yeah, you could do nighttime.
No.
Yeah.
Sunday night?
No, first of all.
Overnight walker?
First of all, the next Lightning game is tomorrow night, Friday night.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
And the last one.
Isn't it Blitz?
Yeah, it's Friday and Sunday. Yeah, it's Friday and Sunday.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, then.
Oh, okay.
No.
Lummi and Ashley could go out to a sports bar, you know, watch the game. Drop, walk off of your apartment.
246?
Yeah.
Walker's taking care of himself. After six.
Oh, can you imagine if honest to God, I have to get off my regimen if I'm with going to watch a kid.
Yeah. No, you don't.
The kid goes to sleep when you go to sleep. You give him some TT night.
Can't hear him cry. You're passed out.
Be like, hey, Ashley, you know, he wasn't seeming, that children's Benadryl wasn't seem working too good. So I gave him half an Ambien with a quarter Xan. And
Hell yeah.
That motherfucker hadn't moved. I check his breath. He's fine. He's good. He's down to six heartbeats.
You're
a
welcome.
Minute. He's running six and seven heartbeats.
Yeah, he'll be up at by Monday.
He'll be up by Monday.
You guys got the whole weekend off.
Yeah, Ashley may say, "Hey, what's that concoction called? Let me in on the deal."
I should tell you to give it to me.
Is it exhausting to have to watch him?
It actually is really like now that he can crawl around and he's got his like little square. It's pretty easy.
Yeah,
you bullshit.
Should have
he hates
could
being
you imagine,
in that fucking square, though.
Could
he
you
hates...
imagine being Ashley Bubba? You got, you know, Lummi, who's a kid, and then Wilbur, who's a kid. You got to watch both of them.
Yeah, but she has to watch him more than you do, don't you? Or do you guys have a nanny?
We have a nanny during the day, Monday through Thursday.
You do?
Yeah, till 2.
Till 2?
Yeah.
So you have to, you can fuck around till 2?
Sometimes, yeah.
Play with your goats.
Yeah, yard work.
The rule is no clowning Bubba at all. Bullshit.
No, you can clown Bubba.
You can clown. Fuck. The majority of the
show. He clowns himself.
Yeah, I mean, and the majority of the show is about fucking with me.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I do have some limitations.
Right.
Of course. Everyone does. I mean, we aren't allowed to, but yes.
So, do you remember the first conversation you had with somebody about the dynamic of the show that was like, probably from Cox at the end of the day, because after you started working here, because you still got friends in radio.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And like, were they like, so what's it like? Like, you know, like, do you remember that first conversation where like, man, it's bizarro world over there?
95% of the people cut ties with me.
Okay.
So
but for the few that, you know.
No, and that's fine. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But I would mostly just talk to Will and Johnny B. I'm like, it's fucking different. That's for sure. But
I don't think you liked any of us.
I didn't feel like I was fitting in.
Well,
but
hold on.
There was like a
hazing
process.
But a lot of it had to do with
oh,
him.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
that he was just, you know, he pulled for you initially. And
at
then,
the beginning,
and then
he was helpful.
And then he hated you.
Yeah, at the beginning, he was helpful. And then when I walked out of the show because I got upset, that's when everything went south.
And the sad thing about it is, I'm here to tell you, man, he is a very talented co-host.
I've never said otherwise.
Like, he's a handful to manage. But, God, if he could just get his shit together, he could.
He's fire. He's always been good.
He's fucking great.
Yeah, he's really strong.
I really wish, you know, that things could have been different.
He's funny. He's witty. He's smart. He's
it
got
just
it all.
Like
he's just
never,
crazy.
He's never fully happy.
No. The neuroticism in him is strong. And I see it kind of in my family, and I hate to say it's like kind of a Jewish thing, but it is. But with him, it's like way worse.
And it's like, he's always, I'm not trying to disclose any private conversation I had with him, but, you know, I think he'd worked here a year and he got his W-2 and he made like you know, probably 20,000 less here than he did at Cox in a fiscal year, because he was probably pretty, he was pretty high up over at Cox as far as money wise.
I have no idea what he made.
Yeah,
Cox,
he was like
so.
A, he's probably a $60,000 guy. Okay. And then I think he did like,
I honestly didn't know.
I think his first year here, he did like 40 or like, you know, something like that, you know, and he came to me as like, man, I didn't know I was making that less of, you know, that less of money. I got to go. I got to get out of here and I got to find something. I'm like, buddy, listen, we may not, I mean, you may make more money in radio. You're not going to have a better atmosphere, you know, and a better environment than here. And I mean, you, sometimes it's not all about the money. It's a, it's about the building of the pro, you know, like we're building something here. Mm-hmm. And we're, and that was before we started getting, you know, like employee, you know, bonus pools
that
and stuff like that.
That was 2021 early. Is that what you're saying?
February, okay. I think it was. And Blitz, we started the employee bonus deal, what, in May?
May or March, yeah.
I mean, you know, so he would have been part of that. And, but like, it was all about, to me, it was all about money. That's what he intimated to me, that it was about money.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't have any of those conversations, but it, I mean, did he... He was surprised by the figure, or
well, yeah, I was like,
didn't he know what he was making each month?
Yeah, I don't know.
I just don't understand how you're suddenly just like surprised.
You know, but I would throw you guys, you know, I throw everybody a little bit of a bone for if you show up for Bubba 199s and things like that. So you know, there's some money to be made, and I had him like on the, I think he was running
the podcast.
Yeah, and I had him. And listen, you guys will be the first ones if I have some type of bonus deal where if you hit certain levels, I honor those. I mean, like,
and thank you very much. No, yes. I check the whatever the numbers every month when they're emailed to me.
And so, I just wish that he would have in radio, and especially about what we got. You sometimes cannot. Well, first of all, radio. Money is the money, the big money in radio is over, especially in this local market. I mean, there's people doing afternoons, you know, making $25,000-$30,000 a year, you know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know anybody making big money except like the super syndicated programs, like the Breakfast Club and shit like that.
Right.
Seacrest. Right. But other than that, terrestrial radio it's over.
Yeah, it's over. I mean, you know, so you made 60 at Cox, you make 40 with me. Well, your 60 at Cox is no longer available. You left that.
Yeah.
And I think that this, you know, and 40 for doing literally 4 hours. I mean, you did four fucking hours. You
and
got
he
here.
Was out at 10:01. He was out the door.
I mean, fuck.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people will take that.
Yeah.
Especially with this environment. Like, this is... you can't even put a value of what that's worth compared to what the environment over there is like.
Or just in general, like most people have shit jobs that they hate going to every single day, and that's not the case here at all. We love coming here and having a good time and just shooting the shit. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. And there's
can't buy back time, you know?
Right.
And we spend a lot of time here and we enjoy it, so I'm very grateful.
So am I. I'm grateful for you guys too. And Lummy looks like he's total. Are you drunk, Lummy? Are you lost?
No, yes. I'm reading chat.
And what are they saying, Lum?
They love you, Bubba, and your place is fun as shit to be. And Bubba looks really good. His chest is popping.
He's popping.
They're not saying any of that, Lummy. They're not saying any of that.
I'm reading.
Yeah,
the
some
other
guy
chat.
Named Lummy is demanding.
Lummy's reading inside of his little head. Lummy, they're not saying any of that. They're not.
They're saying chloroform in a spray bottle. I don't know what that's referring to, but
he's. He's looking thick and rugged.
I look sunburned with Blitz's fucking red filter on.
It's not on.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, that's just your nice tan. Oh,
that's just my.
That's rugged. Your e-bike tan.
No, that's my niacin.
Yeah, it's your flush. You're all flushed out.
Yeah.
Nice tan.
Yeah.
Wow.
Fucking whitened teeth.
See, Gary says Bubba looks great.
Salt and pepper hair. I'm fucking dialed in.
He's looking young and thin.
Yeah.
Thick and rugged.
Thanks. All right, well, listen, you know, it's been quite a great... Today's show wasn't near as good as yesterday, but...
It was a fun little switch of... Yeah. Change of pace.
Tomorrow will be Blummel.
Yes.
And your new hairs.
My yellow hair.
Oh man. I here's what I'm afraid of. I think the girl
that she'll suck.
No. I think she'll
let me show you some of her work.
Yeah. Just put it on your screen, I can roll over there.
Yeah.
But here's the deal.
Yep.
I'm afraid that you're gonna puss out on the length.
I hope so.
We'll see. I always,
you
know,
you got
talk
Blitz to over there. You yeah. got Blitz over there, and he likes long fucking, you know.
Most men
your
do.
Long, your long. I would be, if I was your boyfriend, I'd be like, bitch, go Bob.
So if Merch Crick went Bob, you wouldn't be mad?
I'd be like, right here, look.
If Merch Crick did that, you'd be okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go Bob.
Right here, look.
Go Bob.
Right here, right at the shoulders.
Shoulders.
Right there on the motherfucking shoulders.
No, 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 me, no.
I'm trying to find
Blitz,
this
good
chick.
Luck.
That is not enough to hold on to.
Blitz is going UT. Those bitches have long hair.
He already told me he's going to UT, just in case.
I'm
going
to walk out there today just to get my bearings. I need to find out where the pool's at again. It's been a while.
Yeah, see what the summer class is doing, Blitz? Yep. See who stayed for the summer instead of going back home?
Let's see. This is her site.
There's like nobody there right now.
Yeah, so she's done this, girl. That's pretty good. Robs. I mean, I don't look like her, but I mean, she's done good work. Yeah. That's pretty good, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She is strong.
Is that girl's work?
Oh, yeah.
See, that's what you need.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, too. So, I mean, that's like hair extensions. I don't need that, but, you know, whatever.
Go back, hair. Go back. Like, oh, fuck, yeah.
Yeah, I want something like that. And that's kind of like what I had before. So, yeah, so she can do hair.
You walk in with that, Blitz will be taking you after the first break. 6:30, you're going to get plowed.
Oh, yeah, this girl. I mean, this girl's just hot, so whatever, but.
Yeah, but you're hot.
Thanks.
And your hair.
Got nice hairs.
Your hair's looking a little too.
It looks like shit. It's looked like shit for 3 months. I've been trying to get an appointment. What? What does it look like?
Starts with a J.
Jewish.
E.
Yeah. I know.
It looks
Jewy.
I didn't say it.
No. I did.
A Jewish
and you're
person.
Born where? First breath where?
Jewland.
Israel.
Jewland.
It's Israel. But you know what? I bet a Jewish person can probably say Jewland because that's your home. That's where you were born.
Houses.
Yeah. Oh. I mean, I could call, you know, Indiana white trash land because that's where I'm from
that's where
I was born.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's wrap this bitch up. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thanks.
See you tomorrow. Bye. Bye now.